you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hello, my name is Shakita, and welcome back to my YouTube channel in the Christian Therapist series. And so the question I'm frequently asked is, how do you provide Christian therapy ethically? Okay, I've asked that so many times. The number one thing to keep in mind is this. Look at your licensure code of ethics. I'm an LCSW, and so we have an NASW code of ethics. In that, it talks about the client's dignity, the client's right to refuse or accept services, right? And so what you do is you just simply ask your client, do you want to incorporate Holy Spirit into our sessions? Do you incorporate your faith into the session? And you guys, honestly, over the years, especially as I began to, you know, branch out and really be, you know, more vocal about me being a primarily Christian therapist, when clients would come to me, they already knew what they were getting because people would give me like good reviews and refer people to me. So they knew that I was a Christian that heard the Holy Spirit and heard God, but also had clinical knowledge and skills to help them to really heal and deal with tough times in their lives, right? But technically, you know, on your psychosocial assessment, it has an area where it asks them about their faith, and it has an area where you can ask them about, hey, like, what do you want therapy and treatment to look like? And you can ask them that. If they say no, that's okay. But you can still hear God. You can still use your gifts to glorify Him without the client really knowing that. And so for me, I still have people who were unbelievers that was wanting to come see me because they saw my reviews, they heard about me, and they knew that I would counsel them from a pure place, from a place of where I care about each and every single person that enters into counseling with me, whether they are a believer or not. So you ask them. I even have believers who you know, are Christians, but because of their own hurt and pain from church or from different areas, right, of their lives, they did not want me to bring up faith. They did not want me to bring up, you know, God and scripture. And guess what? That is okay. That is okay. Meet your client right where they are. Meet them right where they are. And so oftentimes, like, let's say I'm in session with someone who, like, hey, I'm open to anything. Anything that you see, anything that you hear, anything that the Holy Spirit is telling you, share with me. So I'll ask them, hey, you know, I'm here. This is what God is showing me. Can I share it with you? If they say yes, I'll share it with them. But just know and just trust in God's timing. I've never had a client that did not like that or did not want that, who wanted to have Christian counseling. For those who were unbelievers, who came to me and I would hear God show me and tell me to say certain things or counsel them in a certain particular way. Wow, how did you know that? Like, how did you, which is so spot on, right? And I just smile and just take notes, you know, I don't say too much. And I'm okay with that. As long as that person is getting what they need, that's what matters to me the most. That, honestly, that's what God desires, right? You're watering and you're sowing seeds into people. And God is the only one that can bring the increase. And so don't feel like, too, that you have to, you know, have all this knowledge and have and know everything in order to help them. You're sowing and you're watering seeds. And so this is how I counsel people ethically. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And also don't forget to purchase my book called Holy Spirit Led Counseling Sessions for Christian Therapists. And if you're interested, apply to become a part of my mentorship program for emerging and seasoned Christian therapists. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.